This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me in the studio tonight, it's
Peakless Mountaineer
and Melanie.
Our telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join in the conversation, we'll get to your calls in just a moment. Again, 603-283-6160. We've been talking about and around this article from CBS News about some new legislation introduced and has gotten past the House on its way to the Senate for additional gun control, including background check requirements for gun sales between private parties, as well as something that closes the Charleston loophole, which allows some gun sales to go through before background checks are completed. It also extends the waiting period for background checks from 3 days to 10 days, amongst many other things, apparently.
And see, the feds could solve that problem right there if they would just do the background checks instead of sitting on it for 3 days.
Right, yeah. What's the holdup? What's preventing them from processing them efficiently?
Yeah, other than the fact that it's not like it's labor-intensive or anything.
Right, yeah. Hire some temps, whatever you got to do. You know, get it done. Yeah, this is the problem with governments. They never do anything efficiently because they have no incentive to do so.
Well, that's not quite true. There are a couple things that they do very efficiently. For example,
killing.
They spend way more time and way more money.
Yes. I'm confusing a great number with efficiency.
Right. So, for example, when they need to go on vacation, they are incredibly efficient. Like, they will have an emergency session, they will write it on the back of a napkin, it will get passed within, like, a few minutes.
No, that's true.
If not passing it, will interfere with their vacation time. It's just, they're not efficient.
But they have incentive at that point.
Exactly.
The vacation is their incentive.
Exactly.
To, oh, we better hurry up and shove all this crap through.
Mm-hmm.
The heck with what the people want. We could talk more about the inefficiencies of government and this article about more gun control on the way. But first, let's go to Robert calling from South Carolina. Robert, you are on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say that my grandfather, who was the de facto liaison between the Brooklyn Mafia and the legal system, he was born in 1905, he was there during the years of Prohibition, so he had a very good idea of what this country would be like if there were no government, because at that time, you know what was going on.
But there was a government in 1905.
I'm thinking about the years of Prohibition. He was born in 1905.
There's been a government since 1905 as well.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch you.
There's been a government since 1905 as well.
Oh, yes, I realize that. But you see, if the government completely disappeared, basically what would happen is organized crime would pick up immediately, would pick up the slack. And you'd have all kinds of criminality going on, white-collar crime, blue-collar crime.
Well, Robert, organized crime is already the slack that needs to be picked up.
Yeah, what's the difference between government and organized crime, Robert?
Well, my grandfather, you know, I asked him that too, and he said that, for example, that the mafia was in the business of the numbers. That was a big part of their business. So my grandfather said, well, why can't we do the business? Why do they have to do the business? We could do it just as well, and they could tax us. But he couldn't understand that. And the fact of the matter is that of course, private business could do a better job. But the government basically was looking, I guess, for a way to make some money and probably figured it would wanted to have its hands in it.
And you only have organized crime. Just real quick.
So when you say the numbers there, are you referring to running numbers, a form of gambling?
Yes. In the old days.
So similar to the lotto.
Yeah. So the mafia runs gambling when gambling is illegal. There's the organized crime runs industries that are black market. If they weren't illegal, and if there is no government, they couldn't be illegal. Like, the mafia is not dealing liquor. There aren't gangs on the side of the corner dealing liquor because it's legal, and it's a whole lot cheaper to just have a store and sell liquor. They're dealing illegal drugs, and they're operating gambling in places where that's illegal because you can't do it openly, or if you do, you have to have a whole lot more defense because you have to be able to take on the counter gang, which is the government.
Right.
So if you just got rid of the people who were stopping them or stopping anyone from doing it in the first place, there would be absolutely no reason for organized crime.
Well, you could reduce your costs if it were legal, and that's the same thing with liquor and liquor stores. It's a lot less expensive because you don't need the infrastructure.
It's a lot less violent. People don't get in shootouts at the liquor store.
Right.
Yes. But what I was trying to say is that if government suddenly fell apart and suddenly disappeared, we'd be in big trouble. I mean, we have a relatively thin, small government by comparison to what would happen.
We live in the biggest superpower that's ever existed in human history.
Yeah.
You specified the U.S.
Yeah, by what possible metric is this a small government?
Well, if you compared it with the top-heavy governments of, let's say, the Soviet Union, for example.
So bigger.
Man, Stalin wishes he had what we have.
Yeah.
Our education department has a SWAT team.
It does. And did you know that the U.S. prison system has more people in it than the gulags ever thought of having? I'm talking about today.
Well, the thing is, in the Soviet Union, you really didn't have legal business. Everything was government. Was it the government? Even in China today.
Same here.
The government is you have to have the permission from the Communist Party of China to go into business and to operate a business.
Have you heard of a business license?
Yes, you have to have permission from the U.S. government to go into business for yourself in whatever state you're in.
But they're not partners that are really in your company. They're just interested in getting some money, some tax money from you, and of course issuing licenses so they can get a bit there as well.
And yeah, telling you how to run it.
Yeah, because licensing is what happens when government takes away your right to do something and sells it back to you.
And if the government ever decides that you are going to do a specific action, you will do that specific action. Look at what happened with GM. Like, they were going to make this equipment anyway, and then they got ordered to do it. Had they made a different decision, they would still have to do this.
Well, in America, business has a lot more influence on the government than business has in China or business had in the Soviet Union.
Well, it's a vicious circle of corporate power and government power.
Yeah, crony corporatism is what we have here, and thank you for the call today, Robert. Because what happens is the people who get a little bit of money lobby the government to give them special favors to keep their competition at bay, and then they get their buddies hired into positions of government so that they continue the vicious cycle that you just outlined.
Yeah, there's this imaginary separation between corporation and government, and there is no real separation between the two.
Which is not that different from what I understand the mafia does from talking to people. So they'll let, say, you know, the one dressmaker in town operate because they want a cut, and if they're smart enough to know that they're not going to get a cut if they go out of business. And maybe, you know, the dressmaker goes and says, okay, well, I need XYZ to happen in order to make this profit. But then that means that everybody else can't be a dressmaker in that town.
Right, and the part of the mafia that's stopping other dressmakers from existing is not a different organization than the part of the mafia that is selling drugs. It's not a different organization than the part that is breaking people's kneecaps for not paying their bills.
Right, the difference to me between government and mafia, and there are many similarities, the difference to me is that if the mafia came to me and said, hey, for a cut, We will offer you protection from X, whatever X is, competition from other gangs, whatever it is. I would probably actually trust the Mafia to provide some level of protection.
They are much more efficient and much less violent than the government.
Whereas if the government said so, I would immediately disbelieve them, and they're going to take my money anyway.
That's a fact.
603-283-6160. Who do you trust more, Mafia or government? More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's Free Talk Live. We're well into hour number three of the Sunday night program. Free Talk Live is the live call-in talk radio program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me,
Peakless Mountaineer,
and Melanie.
And I wanted to remind you that ForkFest 2021 is coming up shortly. You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you are planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at forkfest.party. We continue to talk about many things, and during the commercial break, we've dug up a list of
the top 10 reasons why the mafia is better than the state.
Let's go.
And a shout out to Emily Sandblade for coming up with this. A reason number 10, the mafia has a sense of honor. If they say that they will do something, they stick to it. Nobody in the government has a clue what a sense of honor is. If they say that they will do something, you can count on it only if you're getting screwed.
Number 9.
The mafia code of conduct is simple and clear, and unfettered by legal doublespeak and millions of regulations.
Number 8.
When competing mafia families go to war, they don't kill hundreds of thousands of civilians as quote-unquote collateral damage. War is the health of the state, but for the mafia, it's bad for business.
Number 7.
Instead of conducting the war on drugs and the American people, the mafia is perfectly happy to peacefully provide high-quality products for those who desire them.
Oh, snap. What number are we
in? Number 6. When you buy protection from the mafia, you get protection. The mafia has a good track record for limiting violent crime in areas that they protect. When you buy protection from the state, you can dial 911 and die.
Number 5.
The mafia protection is much less expensive than the state's.
Oh, by a long shot. Number 4.
Hold on.
Number 5.2.
The mafia wants 10 or 15% of your profits, while the various levels of government will try to snatch at least 40 to 50% of your profits.
Fact.
Reason number 4. Unlike the state, the mafia wants your business to succeed. They know that ruining your business means that you can't pay for protection. The mafia imposes almost no regulatory overhead, nor do they require you to waste your time filling out zillions of self-incriminating tax forms.
Oh, yeah, the bureaucracy elimination alone. Ugh. All right, continue.
Reason number 3, the mafia won't keep you from having a gun to protect yourself and your property. The state prefers that you be disarmed. The mafia will gladly sell you the means to protect yourself, and they won't bother with a Brady check either.
Nice.
Reason number 2, the state wants to regulate what you do in your bedroom. The mafia not only does not want to regulate what you do in your bedroom, they will gladly sell you whatever you need to enhance your enjoyment.
Indeed. And number 1.
And the number 1 reason why the mafia should replace the state, members of the mafia have a great sense of style, dress far better than the government bureaucrats, and are much easier on the eyes.
Yeah.
So, there you have it. The next time somebody argues that anarchy results in an increase in organized crime, smile sweetly and tell that person it would be a real improvement over the state.
I bring this up every now and again, but the state, that is government as an organization, has a homeliness problem. And that is to say, everybody's ugly.
Mm.
You know, and like occasionally you'll get like, you know, somebody who's more attractive than, you know, the average politician. But then they start speaking, and instantly they become ugly again. So, they have a problem. I don't know how they're going to handle it.
And part of it is, like, that actually helps, because if you have some visible defect, you are more memorable, and anyone who points it out looks terrible, and honestly, it's not going to, like, so Orange Man Bad, for example.
Yes.
Like, if you do not support him and are not against him, someone pointing it out that he is orange actually makes you more likely to support him, because that's just crude.
Well, and if you do happen to be orange, you might just be like, hey, he's one of my kind.
And it makes him super memorable.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got David in New Mexico calling. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, coincidentally, this ties in exactly to what you're talking about the mob government corporate racketeering outfit.
Lay it on
us. Sending some facts to prove my case. The New Mexico radio market is tied with the New Mexico government industry, especially the left-hand side of the government, as evidenced by the fact that I hear it advertised at me repeatedly today and through the weekend that T.J. Trout, an afternoon radio host on KKKOB 770 in Albuquerque, New Mexico, is going to have his regular guest, Judge Roderick Kennedy, on the radio again, and Judge Rod Kennedy just happens to be a personal buddy of T.J. Trout. T.J. Trout also has a regular guest of University of New Mexico Law School professor Joshua Kastenberg every week, has him on multiple times a week often,
okay.
And other UNM professors and other Democrat politicians, all the way up to including the governor, who was on his radio program the other day. Now, T.J. Trout routinely makes sure that I do not get on his radio program, and some people might appreciate that, but he does that because he doesn't want me to say the things that I say, which tend to be things like this. Roderick Kennedy is of interest to me because I have a decision here from the New Mexico Court of Appeals where Roderick Kennedy had sat for many, 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 many years, and he wrote the decision on a three-judge panel, unanimous decision in my favor, saying that Judge M. Monica Zamora, another Democrat, had illegally trafficked my children, and that Judge John J. Romero Jr., the chief judge of the Children's Court in Albuquerque, should act appropriately since the Judge Zamora had illegally trafficked my children. And Romero never corrected that. That's a side thing.
Hey, David, but I know you want to finish your thought. Can you hang on?
Yeah.
All right, stand by. We'll bring you back.
Just real quick, since he brought up the racketeering, RICO, the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organization Act, I would absolutely love to see a racketeering charge against the government that is a class action lawsuit by all citizens.
Ooh, that's nice. We were just talking earlier about finding a way for the system to eat itself. That sounds like it might be a start. 603-283-6160, more Free Talk Live en route.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration is spending millions on hotel rooms as it struggles to deal with the influx of migrants illegally crossing into the U.S. Axios reporting that the administration has signed an $86 million contract with hotels in Texas and Arizona to house about 1,200 migrants. On Sunday, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas blamed the Trump administration for the surge of asylum-seeking unaccompanied minors, saying they dismantled the system for asylum claims. But Senator Shelley Moore Capito says the majority of Americans don't care about blame. The West Virginia Republican tells Fox News that migrants keep coming because they believe they'll be able to get into the country.
I think they want this situation to get under control. It is not under control. The word is out in the Northern Triangle countries that you're going to be able to get in and stay and sent into the interior of our country if you make it to the border. We're having children crossing, long crossings with, who knows, traffickers where families are paying thousands of dollars.
This is USA Radio News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has concluded a meeting with Afghan officials in Kabul. John Clemens reports.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani in an effort to make a determination if the Taliban had met the necessary conditions for the U.S. to pull troops out of the country by May 1st.
It's obvious that the level of violence remains pretty high in the country. We'd really like to see that violence come down. I think if it does come down, it can begin to set the conditions for, you know, some really fruitful diplomatic work.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And former President Trump is criticizing the current administration over the border crisis. In a statement Sunday, Trump said his administration handed President Biden the most secure border in history and that the current White House is in over their heads. He also claimed DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was unfit to lead the department. This is USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the Sunday night version. Not virgin, but version. Our telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join the conversation, we'll get to your calls in just a moment. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And I do want to take just a minute to say thank you to Lonnie Gopal. Lonnie Gopal is what we call an amplifier, and he is a platinum-level amplifier, which means he contributes $25 a month to Free Talk Live, and as a result, that $25 goes directly to help us get onto more radio stations. We're currently on around 185 or so radio stations. We could be on 200. We could be on 250. It's all up to you. You can find out more over at amp.freetalklive.com. We only ask for $5. You don't have to give 25. There's different levels, a silver level, a gold level, a platinum level, and there's even a custom level, which I'm going to call the unobtainium level, because you could just give X, whatever it is, above $25 if you feel so inclined. If you enjoy the program, if you enjoy the content, if you enjoy the hosts, if you listen regularly, please consider becoming an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. We do accept PayPal, Visa, MasterCard, and, of course, Bitcoin. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you, Lonnie Gopal. We appreciate you and your contribution.
And I'm glad to see that we're ahead of the curve on accepting cryptocurrencies.
Or at least for us at the curve. We live in the future, so yeah. We were speaking with David in New Mexico, who was going on about his adventures in New Mexico.
Yeah, the court system sure sucks.
David.
And remember that New Mexico, as stated by a special agent in charge of the FBI, New Mexico region, Tom McClanahan, about a decade ago upon retirement, stated publicly to a reporter that New Mexico, quote, is the most corrupt state in the nation, to which the reporter asked, isn't that the same thing that the head of the FBI in Illinois says? And the special agent in New Mexico replied, they have not been to New Mexico. And
I think we should solve this dispute. I really think it's important to figure out which one gets the title.
It is. New Mexico would win hands down, I guarantee you. And I'm just applying
Wait until D.C. becomes a proper state, and then we will know for certain which state is the most corrupt.
Well, that shouldn't be long at the current rate. So anyway, I was supplying some evidence, and what we're talking about is Cumulus Media. If you're in the radio industry, I'm sure you know Cumulus Media. They got a bunch of stations, and KKOB News Radio 770 KKOB is one of them here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and they have an afternoon crew that consists of, they want to be famous, so TJ Trout, Brandon Vogt, and Brandon Hagany, under the direction of program manager Jared DeHart, who they have.
And why are you giving them free advertising?
Well, we're indicting them. We're doing the people's business here. Remember, we're a government of the people, by the people, for the people, and we're just holding government right now. That's all we're doing. We're doing a grand jury indictment. But so what these people are doing, they have a nonstop parade of politicians and corporate leaders on their radio station.
Sure.
And, I was saying that coincidentally, most of these, the vast majority of these politicians, tend to be from the Democrat Party. What that means, I don't necessarily know, but they're
a terrifying mafia, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I gave you a few examples. They also, every single week, T.J. Trout, Brandon Vogt, Brandon Hagany, have the lieutenant governor comes on his program every single Friday, and it's a nonstop parade. Every single day, virtually, you could make that statement, it would be virtually truthful 100% or like 90% of the time. Every single day, T.J. Trout, Brandon Vogt, Brandon Hagany have some government official from the state of New Mexico on their radio program.
Wow, that's... I mean, it's how it goes, though. They, you know, everybody treats these politicians as if they're, you know, some sort of, I don't know, man, a celebrity, if you will. And they give them these special treatments, right? Like, as if they're a rock star or something.
I think we're slowly but surely slipping into, like, seeing these leaders as god kings. Like, they are becoming more and more pharaonic as time goes by. I mean, already there's the expectation that they will not have the same moral requirements as the rest of us. And they are afforded an extraordinary level of respect, and they have no business being respected. They're mass murderers.
Yeah, it's...
They talk good and all, but no.
It sickens me, the treatment that politicians get, that they've been put on the level of, you know, a movie star, a TV star, a rock star, something along those lines, when they've done nothing even remotely close to what any of those people could do. They're not artists. They're not, you know, such great, you know, so good at their art that they've, you know, I don't know, enhanced the lives of millions of people with their art. No, right. They haven't. They've done nothing of the sort.
And, I mean, I saw more criticism for Trump than I have ever seen for any politician ever, and almost 100% of it is things he says. Like, but how about the things that he does? How about all the war crimes? How about the assisted genocide? How about the fact that he's stealing from you? Nope, nothing about that. But he is in this position that we respect, and he's not treating it like a position of respect. Yep. Hey, guys. How about you quit respecting that position?
Well, and the same would apply to the organization known as government, right? If the government is a system, as most folks purport it to be, then that system should be evaluated solely upon the output of the system.
Makes sense to me.
So, what does this system output? It outputs all of the seven deadly sins, right?
Nothing but evil continually.
Yeah. Can you name anything good government has ever done?
Well, the usual thing that people think of is, well, at least we don't have a million mafias. Just one.
We do. There's like, I don't know, over 200 countries on planet Earth, so there's 200 mafias.
Even domestically, the United States is kind of the undisputed reigning mafia, but, I mean, we live in New Hampshire, so we don't see it on a day-to-day, but there's other...
And, I mean, it is worth mentioning that, yes, they do dominate industries that are incredibly important. Taking the trash, providing electricity, providing water, feeding the hungry. Like, these are important things to do, and they do a little bit of that. They make it illegal for anyone else to do them.
This is also the first place I lived where this government was the one who picked up the trash. That's weird to me.
Yeah, it is weird to me, too. In every other place that I've lived, there was always a company or companies that you had to call.
And it usually wasn't even like a granted monopoly. It was you know, pick whoever.
Yeah, it was, you know, there's several different services, and you would have to pick one that, you know, it was kind of like the cable company, right, or the telephone company.
An oligopoly.
Like, hey, do you service my area? They'd have territories like salespeople do, right? Oh, no, we don't, but, you know, you got to call Bob's Waste Service, and he'll take care of your whatever it was. So, yeah, that's true. A big argument oftentimes from people who don't quite understand.
A cartelized industry is.
Well, and I mean, not even. Like, I mean, in some places it was, like New Orleans, I'm sure it was, but... There was just, you could start a trash company and you know, they didn't service every single street because nobody does.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just any other business.
Well, I believe here in New Hampshire, at least in the unserviced trash areas, that you could just be a guy with a truck and, like, put an ad on Craigslist and be like, I'll come get your trash every week for a fee. I think that can happen. I'm not sure, though. 603-283-6160. Has the government done anything good? Give us a call. Let us know. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Yet we still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Is Free Talk Live. We are the call-in radio talk program live 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're not in the Eastern Time Zone, just do some math. It's not that hard. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me,
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. We have Dana calling from Michigan. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Mountaineer mentioned that Trump was the most criticized politician, probably. I don't know if he said ever. I missed that last word.
I think he said ever.
That was to teach us a lesson. And I've always told Mark and Ian, libertarians most closely resemble conservatives. They are very similar. We have a lot of crossover points. Now, I did not say Republican, because Republican is the opposite side of the same coin as a Democrat.
We agree.
They both power hungry, but I'm saying conservatives, you know, because we believe in laissez-faire, blah, blah, blah. We have so many, I told Mark this so many times, I'm conservative, but I have more than a sprinkling of libertarianism. One thing that Mountaineer mentioned is that was on purpose, and it was great, and they rubbed our noses in it. Ha, 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 we got him on Ukraine. Ha, 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 we set him up and spent $40 million, taxpayer dollars. And they don't care because it didn't come out of Pelosi's pocket or anybody else's, and she's worth north of $40
million. Because what do you have to say?
They did that on purpose. They wanted us to know what they did and why they were doing it. They didn't hide any of that first impeachment, the Ukrainian thing, which was a fake, nor did they hide the Comey and Brennan fiasco.
And what lesson do you think that they were teaching us.
Dana, hold on a second. Go ahead, okay. Pecos.
Yeah, you were saying that was to teach us a lesson, us being conservatives, which in your mind includes libertarians or?
Libertarians, yes. All of us.
For example, when we would talk about like, hey, you know, if Ron Paul was elected president, yada yada yada, and this is sort of a just so you know, it would be like this, except you know, with probably more assassination attempts.
Exactly, and that's why they beat the heck out of Ron Paul and Rand Paul, because they are trying to teach a lesson that if you diverge. First lesson, no outsider is ever going to get that office again. And as far as Rand and Ron Paul, they're divergent too. And so they're going to make sure that they go after them. And if anybody thinks that some nonsense conspiracy theory, look what they did. I just can't believe that libertarians and conservatives and some original, not rhino, but original Republicans that believed like conservatives did, why our side weren't the ones rioting in the street. What they did to a president is unbelievable. If they can do that to him,
I completely agree with you as far as like, why on earth were none of the conservatives showing that they were at all upset about what was happening with this? And like, okay, they destroyed the entire economy. They could have destroyed the economy during the bird flu or the swine flu or anything like that, but no. They destroyed the economy when the anti-establishment candidate was in office. I think that was intentional. And none of the conservatives did anything.
Because you know what? I'm going to answer that. Just with the chief of police that was forced to step down of Washington after the January 6th incident. No, it wasn't an insurrection.
Right.
And it was not treason. It was an incident. But the thing is, it was more like a party if you actually watch the footage. But that being said, the reason the chief of police said is, they're Trump supporters. They never do anything wrong. You know, they're such a mix of libertarians. They're all races, all creeds, and they're just people who just want less government, and not just less, but get the hell out of our lives. And so they don't expect that. So then if we do become violent, you know what's going to happen. They're going to crucify us. They encouraged Antifa and they encouraged BLM, but they're going to crucify us. But I'm telling you, people aren't going to keep a lid on this. We're going to end up in civil, and then the stealing of the election. You know, I watched all the testimony from all four states, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, my state, Michigan, and Georgia. Those people, some of those people were Democrats. They have switched parties either to Libertarian or Republican because they were devastated by what their party was doing. I don't understand why we didn't get into a civil war yet. I still don't understand this. And no,
well,
I'm Mountaineer.
It might not be necessary to have a civil war. I mean, we really didn't get time to get into this, but like right now, cryptocurrency is replacing fiat currency. And if that occurs, then we don't need to spill any blood over this.
Well, I'm not talking about spilling blood, but it just there were over 20 people that were killed during the riots this past summer, both Antifa and BLM. And I believe
in January was sure as heck not referred to as a mostly peaceful protest.
No, exactly. And I think the number was between 2,000 and 3,000 police were hurt. Three of them were blinded. I can go, and several of them died. Mm-hmm. I can go on and on and on. But the fact of the matter is that I'm not talking about blood, but the threat of that. Now, I don't know what we have to do. You know, people are mad, but getting mad isn't enough. So
I think Dana and Mr. Peakless Mountaineer, I think that one of the possible answers is secession, and that is for the individual states to become their own governments and for the elimination of the federal government. The states need to come together to do that, but they don't all need to get together at the same time. One state can simply secede from the rest of the states and become its own independent entity. I think that that is a viable solution.
And I think that as individuals, what we need to do is make them obsolete. So, like, they are providing these necessary services like protection and courts and money. Okay, we need to stop using their money and eventually stop using their courts and ultimately stop using their protection because they are not helping us. So we need to form our own communities. We need to have our own way of doing these things instead of relying on the government for these things.
Are you guys all supporters of Convention of States?
I flip back and forth on Convention of States. So, like, they're trying to open up the Constitution for a couple of specific things. So on one hand, like, I don't know if that's going to work because, like, we don't follow the Constitution at all.
Yes, it is.
So even if you add to the Constitution that, like, this and this and this are not allowed, like, we don't follow it anyway. And, I mean, it is dangerous to open the Constitution because, like, who knows what changes they're actually going to make. I mean, like, look at how we got the Constitution in the first place. We were going to amend the Articles of Confederation, and then we ended up with this Constitution. So,
well, I was under the premise that the Convention of States, the main purpose was to get rid of the federal and return the power to the individual 50 states.
Yeah, but once they convene, they can do whatever they want.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Dana. We appreciate it.
Yeah, that's the risk reward right there. Is like the reward we might actually get a secession of independent states, and that would be wonderful. But yeah, once they convene, there's no telling what they're going to do.
What's the Spooner quote about the Constitution? It may be one thing or another, but it is either authorized the government that we have, or it has failed to prevent it from becoming, and as Melanie mentioned earlier, the United States government is the largest government ever on planet Earth. And that's certainly the opposite of what we commonly understand.
It was designed to be tiny, and boy, did that not work.
We're out of time. Visit freetalklive.com for all of our archives. If you missed any part of today's show, you can hear a repeat there. We're live 7 days a week. Thanks. Peace.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.